And now David ends this psalm on a note of triumph. He says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Let's pray. Lord, as we sang this morning, better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. God, it's so, so good to be in your house. Father, we thank you for how we've already experienced your Holy Spirit today. Father, how we know that we've been in your presence. And Father, we thank you for what a good and gracious God you are. We thank you that you are the good shepherd. And Father, wherever we may be in our walk with you, whatever hardships we may be facing right now, whatever sins we may be struggling with, Father, show us more fully, more deeply what it is to yield to you as one of your sheep, what it is to truly look to Jesus as our shepherd day in and day out. God, we know that he wants nothing but to bless us and to give us abundance. Father, forgive us when we rebel. Forgive us when we all like sheep have gone astray. Father, help us to return to you and to give our lives to you. God, we wait on you. We ask that you would speak to each one of us. Father, we pray this all in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. In this last verse, David emphasizes the sense of hope, the sense of well-being that God promises his people. And one thing that is difficult to understand, I think, is the existence of negative, pessimistic Christians. You ever run across anybody like that? Negative, pessimistic Christians whose view of the world and whose view